Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle. Live from the Quicken Loan Studios, I'm Jim Rome, hour number three. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Busy third hour. I've got Dwayne Casey coming up. He's the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. I'm chuckling because, you know, that story about that poor gal getting hit in the face with a hot dog and getting her eye dotted and being injured and how she was such a champ the way she handled it. I mean, a pretty curious story. One of those stories making the rounds, and I thought that I'd weigh in on that. And then the problem with that is all of you clones thought that you would weigh in on that. Me? I'm a paid professional. I have good takes, a unique point of view. You, not so much. In fact, I'm looking at all the reaction right now. I don't know why a woman taking a sausage packed in duct tape off her eye is prompting the kind of reaction I'm getting. I just know that I can't read any of it, nor can I delete it any quicker than it's coming in. You're wasting your time. I did the take. You got my thoughts. And now I'm moving along. Stop wasting your time on reacting to that story because none of it's going to see the light of day, at least not on air. All right, then. I got to ride this wave. And it's a good wave, the smack-off wave. I told you on Tuesday that we turned the page on the National Radio Hall of Fame campaign, and now we would start an all-out blitz to the finish line on Smack-Off 24. Because right here, right now, we stand 29 days away from the main event. 29 days is not to be confused with 29 shows. It's not one and the same. 29 days. Your chance to go legend. Your chance to rip the title as King of Smack. Your chance to line your pockets with $5,000. Cold, hard cash. It's coming up fast. You're running out of time. It is your chance to join the fraternity of champions. It's less than a month away. So if you're invited, now is the time to flex. Get your reps in. Now is the time to RSVP. If you're still on the outside looking in, now is your chance to dial me up and rip a golden ticket. Get qualified. The clock is spinning quickly. Now, I did mention the Fraternity of Champions. It is a very exclusive club. We're coming up on Smack-Off 24. Smack-Off 24, but the club only has 14 members. 14 members. I've been doing this thing for nearly three decades, and that is a club of 14. And that number is going to stay the same if Leffen Laguna can go three-peat. He's not only the latest champ, he's the back-to-back champ. He's the double champ. Leff has been the last one to get behind that velvet rope and into the club since 2016. The first dude in, JT the Brick. JT the Brick's a cat who's had his feet kicked up in our version of Butler Cabin for the past 23 years. Now, I don't think that JT and Leff have ever met. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. It doesn't really matter. They're in the same club. That's what makes the Smack-Off so unique and so special. They share that common bond. Two kings of smack separated by more than two decades. Now, if you're wondering, and even myself, I am, I thought back. What was the style of JT's call back then? How is it different from Smack in 2018? What did JT's call sound like that got him a job in this industry? What has Left done the last couple of years to go back to back? Did the Smack Off winner sound different in 95 than the winner in 2017? Well, in a word, yes. In two words, hell yes. So today, let's take a look at the bookends of this extremely exclusive club. Let's look at 95. Let's look at 17. Let's start with the call from the Brick, the one that took the Smack Off in the very first year, something that used to be called the Great American Smack Off.
Van Smack, what an honor to be a part of the first annual Great American Smack Off. Today, the jungle proves that there are a few Tarzans. The rest are a bunch of cheetah chimps who wish they had game like I. Don't forget where my loyalty lies. The greatest city, the deepest tradition, and the best smack comes from New York and the Bricks. When the earthquake hit, I didn't pick up the fish wrap to read about the damage. I looked to the box scores to see if the Knicks pulled out another gutty win. I have a passion to see Cal Ripken rupture a kidney this season than to see him break my beloved Lou Gehrig's record. Rome, I've made a lot of friends in the jungle. I'm psyched about that. So now all you rotisserie geeks can put your pens down. I'm not going to read you a top 10 list of who I think has game. It's already understood. You know, when the strike went down, I didn't feel for the working stiff whose only job in life was to mop up the bathroom floor after I missed the urinal. Who cares about the 70-year-old grandma who serves beer at a pathetically slow pace so I have to miss two full innings of baseball? I felt for Don Mattingly, who was going to participate in his first postseason. Well, how about the kids? Does anybody care about the kids who can name more Power Rangers than pro baseball players? When the Rangers won the Stanley Cup after 54 years, you have no idea how I felt. It wasn't like the Raiders winning a preseason road game or the Cuervo Gold Beach Volleyball Championship. It's much bigger than that. It's a passion. It's my life. That's why I brought the word of the jungle to such great events as Mardi Gras and Down Under to Sydney, Australia, just to name a few. I can do this because I give my girlfriend cheap costume jewelry so I can road trip anytime I want. Today is a celebration of Smack. Everybody in the jungle has different styles. I compare my experience to when I pledged my fraternity back in college. For the first few months, I was a punk who had to wait on hold and pick and choose my spots to smack. Now I feel like the pledge master who gets to spank the new plebes on the butt while they say, "Thank you, JT the Brick. Can I please have another?"
There it is. The first winning call. Smack Off number one, a lot to like there. A New York transplant living in SoCal telling the world that he reached for the paper the day after the Northridge quake, not to read the damage reports, but to check a Knicks box score. A guy who shamelessly admitted wanting to see Cal Ripken Jr. rupture a kidney rather than break his beloved Lou Gehrig's record. And it's high-level smack. It does hold up. And it appeals to a faction of the audience who wants Smack Off callers to stick to sports takes, or at least have more sports takes. He was all sports takes. And ripping the event back in 95 launched his career, where he's still going strong right now, with a nationally syndicated program. So that was then, this is now. JT and Leff could not be more different. JT was straight sports. Leff is straight theater. Here's part of Leff's 2017 Smack Off winning call.
Jimmy, the Carson Chargers open up camp tomorrow, and they're playing their home games on a soccer field. I mean, does that mean Joey Bosa and the boys are going to go door-to-door selling cookie dough to raise money for shin guards? I mean, Romy, I can handle Phil Rivers spinning a perfect two-handed overhead spiral to a wide-open striker, but I'm not down with Ed Hockley in extra medium shorts, you know, flaunting those bulging biceps of his. And, Romy, as you can see, I'm keeping it totally old school today. I've dropped all the gimmicks. Whitey, hit it. Hacksaw, that's your cue. 3, 2, 1.
That's right, Leff. I'm Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, and I want to talk Chargers soccer with you. Urine bombs, flare guns. I want to hear from you. Parent tunnels, bleacher fires. Looking at you, soccer mom. Show me your lightning bolts. Corner kick me a phone call.
The knife. He broke out the butter knife for his call. That's an epic pull for so many different reasons. And one of the highlights of the call that ran out to 10 minutes last year. but the knife cameo was just a warm-up for an all-time stunt that will probably never, ever, ever be topped.
Jim, being a star actor in the jungle just means you're a failed smack runner. Pervy Alvey, O.J. killed her, Studio Stormy.
Hey, don't go pissing your pants, kid. What the hell happened? You lose your place in a damn script? In my day, we didn't even use scripts.
Well, but aren't you...
Terrence and Sarah Madry. Yeah, yeah. So what?
But I thought you were...
Dead? No, legends never die, kid, unless you're Burt Corona. You killed that guy last year. Hey, this is your big chance. You know what an honor it is to be in the pole position and go back-to-back? Unless you're that cow-tipping redneck Mike and Indy or his lackey Shale. Hey, if he fought Mayweather under MMA rules, he'd still get his ass kicked. That guy's going to end up wrestling bears at the carnival. Okay? Hey, listen, kid. I got your back. You know that 1996 Sports Illustrated picture of all those clones with Jim? They all got your back, too, kid. You can count on it.
The 1996 SI photo shoot, I mean, do you mean to tell me that Joe and Lemon Grove, Dave the Mayor and Poway, Rich and Anaheim Hills, Silk, Ira, Trapper, and Jim Benton, the Detolas, and Raider Mike all have my back? But I thought they were dead, too.
I told you, kid. Legends never die. Besides, they're not dead. They're just dead from the neck up. They can still walk around and pose for a picture now and then. Come on, now.
Well, Jim, I think that's them walking into the studio right now.
What you just heard was Terrence and Sarah Madre appearing on Left's Call, a guy literally we thought was dead. I thought he was dead. To let the new school Laguna Beach bully know that the legends from yesteryear did in fact have his back. And at the end of the clip, you can hear Left say, "Here they come now." Then the studio filled up with guys that I have not seen or heard from in years. Guys that were a part of a legendary Sports Illustrated photo shoot from the 1990s. I mean, it was amazing. Of course, some of you think that Lef won because he's, quote, a gimmicky little bitch. Take nothing away from Lef. It was incredible. It was incredible. The planning that went behind that call is remarkable, and he ripped his second title for it. He's gone back-to-back. Maybe you love this guy. Maybe you hate this guy. Honestly, that's the way every single champ should be. Love him or hate him, you better respect him, and he is still the guy to beat because he's gone back-to-back. Those who hate him think he's a gimmicky little bitch. Again, not my words, but Brad in Corona's.
Hey, Lef, you're a gimmicky little bitch.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe not. But how about this? How about this? How has this thing evolved, the event, the way it's evolved? I mean, that's straight theater right there. But it started with straight smack. Those two calls could not have been any more different, and they both worked. And the division that this creates is what the Smack Off is all about. Styles make fights. Styles make fights. Every Smack Off caller between 95 and 2017 has had their own style. That's what makes the Smack Off the best fight there is. That's why it's imperative to have your own style. JT had his. Lef has his. You already know that Brad, Mike, Vic, Chael, Iafredi, they have theirs. Dudes coming in, throwing from all angles. And in the end, one will always stand above the rest. So, the question is, whose style is going to win this fight? 29 days till we find out. You're running out of time. Do you want in? If you got the right style. Kind of reminds me of, was it Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee? When all those guys end up on the island and they've all got different styles? Remember, it was like Kareem, Bruce Lee, Saxon. These guys, like the guy on the island, went around the world and he found all sorts of fighters. The best fighters he could, put them on the island, and the best man or best fighter was going to win and survive. That's what the Smack Off is. Don't hurt yourself, Hawk. Walking, I mean. Ryan in Sacktown tweets, "Damn, Rome. As you know, I'm a longtime clone, but that's the first time I've heard JT's call. Wow. It still holds up." It does. Smack is timeless. Like Jim in Fall River earlier this week. A call that I played from 2002 would have been one of the better calls I got this year, if not for the data references. I mean, what call doesn't work with an animal in the background? Good smack, the best smack, is timeless. It will always stand up. It will always hold up. Keep coming. 1-800-636-8686. 29 days. You're running out of time. Hey, don't get too smart about this. Don't overthink this. Don't think, I'm going to keep grinding it, I'm going to, quote, write the perfect call. Get in here. Don't overthink it. Get to it. The guy himself tweeted, JT the Brick. JT the Brick tweets, always impressed to hear my original 1995 Smack-Off call again on the Jim Rome Show after all these years. Yes, it did launch my career in radio, and I appreciate it. You got it, Brick. You got it. I'm proud of you, JT. You've had a great career, and it did launch your career. But I'm proud to say, I mean, he did his own thing. He, JT, got the opportunity, ran with the opportunity. He has had a marvelous career. Now, I'm not saying that if you win this thing, it can do the same for you that it did for him, but who knows what it can do for you? Take a short time out. When we come back, Dwayne Casey is my guest. Working up a sweat when you're on the field is one thing. Breaking into a sweat in your car is another. If you turn on the AC in your car and hot air comes out, it's time to take some serious steps. Get your vehicle to the coolest place in town, O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And while your AC may eventually need professional repairs, O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to make it through the hottest months of summer. Summer can be bad enough. There's no reason to drive around and then look like you just stepped right out of a sauna. It's going to be hot for a good while. If it's cool, there is a very good chance that Murray makes it so. O'Reilly Auto Parts has it in stock. Everything from refrigerants to Murray AC compressors. Not only do you get what you need to make your ride cool and comfortable, you get it with great service. Great parts, guaranteed low prices. Do not let summer spoil your cool. It's Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Remember, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. I'm going to have Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, momentarily. We are currently in the process and efforting as much. And it's been a good phone call day. It's not too hard to get through. I've got that interview coming up this segment or in a few minutes, and then on the back end of that, a nice long segment to wrap the show. I've got a few more takes, too, that I want to get to, but I've got time. 1-800-636-8686. You should call. The NBA draft a few hours out. All right, so as I'm efforting Dwayne Casey, I think I'll take a telephone call. Let's go to Wisco. Let's not go to Wisco. Let's go to the Bronx. Raw. Hey, Raw, hang in there for a minute. Hawk, you look like you're gonna stroke out. Well, Hawk, dude, take it easy, brah. Hit it with some Just for Men before you gray out, man. Relax, dude. It's not that big of a thing. It's not like your entire career is on the line right here. All right, now this guy's great. My man John in New York represented me and the show and my Hall of Fame candidacy at the Belmont Stakes. Had a big-ass sign right there in the front. Was rocking a sign on the side of his car. He's going to go right to the front of the line. John in New York. John, my brother, first of all, man, thank you very much. Can't say how much I appreciate you, and I appreciate you doing that and representing or repping my candidacy like that, man. Thanks, John. What's up? How are you?
Jim, that's a small thing for me to do for you. Thanks a lot for everything you do for us. And I know you didn't have much time to talk about it, but I hope that they bring Justify up to Saratoga and try to do what American Pharoah couldn't do up there and win the Travis. So, and it's a nice spot, too, if we get you into the Hall of Fame for you to come up and visit Saratoga as well, Jim. But I wanted to quickly just say to Mr. Slate lookalike up in Buffalo, you know, I saw you on Twitter looking for the so-called legends so you could start trolling them. Maybe you should start with apologies. I apologize for sounding like my twin brother, Jeff in Richmond, and ruining people's lives. I also apologize for making fun of fat chicks. Or maybe you should apologize, Rick, for that scripted garbage you found in Hawk's cat box. I was waiting for the hammer to drop. But luckily for you, Albie was moonlighting again, working on his next legendary call. Dude, stay Rick. Dude. Yep. And then...
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
I'm telling you, man.
Not a very good call.
We got to do what we got to do. Now, earlier today when I ripped Luke in Fort Collins' ticket away, his golden ticket, I said, my man, that hurt you more than that hurt me. That hurt you, Luke, more than that hurt me, because that didn't hurt me that much at all. Now, what I just did to John, that did hurt me. My man is at the Belmont Stakes with a gigantic sign that he made that he posted trying to get everybody there to vote for me for the Hall of Fame. My man's rocking a sign on the side of his car trying to get people to vote for me for the Hall of Fame. If you don't think that I don't appreciate that, you don't know me well at all. The last thing I wanted to see happen was for John in New York to come in here, flame out, and get hammered the way he just did. But the jungle is indiscriminate. I do not play favorites. If you melt down in the midst of a call, I don't care who you are, you're going to get the same hammer treatment, no matter who you are. Even my man right there, who was repping me as hard as he did. Now, if you know the show and you know me, you'll respect that. John's got to respect that. John knew it. If John respects this show and me as much as he does, and I know he does, he knew that was coming. He knew that hammer was coming. He smacked into Rick in Buffalo, because Rick in Buffalo was the one who started that fight. Rick in Buffalo was the one who said, and my man John in New York, whenever he calls and says, Rome, I'm laughing so hard I nearly drove off the road. Finish the job, my man. I mean, he literally is suggesting, I hope the guy drives off the road and kills himself.
Hey, John, do us all a favor and finish the job. Your wife will secretly celebrate, and your kids will be a lot better off.
Your wife will celebrate, and your kids will be a lot better off if her husband and their father were to drive off the side of a road and kill himself? Come on, Rick. Rick, you got to be a hell of a lot better than that. Got to be a hell of a lot better than that. And then John took umbrage and tried to stand up for himself and return fire and crashed and burned. Tough gig, tough show. Just don't make it any tougher than it's got to be. I'd love to tell you you can do this, but a lot of you can't do this. I'm trying to move Dwayne Casey to 11:40 Pacific time. So about 15 minutes from right now. Anybody else want in? It's been a good phone call day. In fact, it was a good phone call day yesterday. That tells me it's officially smack-off season. And not only smack-off season, but now we're in the home stretch. Now we're digging, trying to get home. Are you going to get in the rotation? Let's go back to the phones. I mentioned Dwayne Casey could be coming up in about 10 minutes. So I've got time for another phone call. Arizona, good jungle market. Let's go to Chip in Arizona. Hey, Chip, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. Chip, how about you?
I'm doing great. I guess I'm a little confused. I would like to attend the event later this month with my wife, and I'd like to RSVP for the two of us.
Huh. Okay. Okay, you got it. Chicken or steak? Listen, you can only attend the event, quote, attend the event, if you're invited to the event as a participant. You don't need to RSVP listening to the event, if that's what you're getting at. He just said, I'm a little confused. I would like to RSVP for my wife and I to attend. No RSVP necessary to listen. You and the wife can listen. I would like an RSVP if you're invited. You know what, the evite? I will be attending. I will not be attending. I don't know if I'm attending. If you're a listener, you don't have to do jack except show up. Actually, what you should do is get the day off. If you're a listener, get that Friday off. Take the day off so you're clear and you can listen to the show and you can have a party. The only people who need to RSVP are the people who are invited. The only people who are invited are the people who have won the event before, the recipients of a golden ticket, or if you're somewhere in between. If you're a legend who's never won, but you don't need a golden ticket. You know, somebody like Terrence. Hope that clears up all the confusion. Dwayne Casey joins me when we come back. The new head coach of the Pistons. But first things first, let's take care of some business. Here is a sports update for you. Breaking news. You might wonder where Rich Ackerman is today. The reason Rich Ackerman is not working his normal shift, it's gotten back to me. Rich Ackerman is out celebrating his 50th birthday, 5-0. And not just celebrating his 50th birthday, but apparently he is at lunch with the legend Regis Philbin. And they're rocking Ack 50 t-shirts. True. True story. Rich Ackerman turned 5-0 today. Rich, my man, happy birthday. Happy 50th. I know what that's like. I've been there. But I don't know what it's like to celebrate the 50th birthday by having lunch with Regis Philbin. I'll tell you what I do want to do. I got to match that somehow, some way. Tell you what, when I get to 6-0, I'll have lunch with Larry King. Larry, you got to hang on for a few more years, my man. That'd be cool. And then Larry King and I can rock t-shirts that say Vance Max 6-0. Larry King, who else? I don't know. Look at Rich Ackerman, dude. I had no idea you rolled like that. You are who you roll with. Rich Ackerman, 50 years old, taking the day off and having lunch in New York City with Regis Philbin. Kenny Albert, I think, is with that group, too. Damn, bro. Are the Canadians, Tyler in Edmonton and Matt in Vancouver there? Here it is. Ack 50. Hey, bro, is this a birthday party or a bachelor party for a bunch of old dudes? Ack 50. Check these guys out. Look at Regis. Damn, Rich, I've never seen you look so happy, brother. Happy birthday. Check them out. 2:42 New York time. I wonder how long that party's going to go on. Probably all night long. Man, my man will be dragging ass tomorrow when he comes in for his shift. So if you're out and about and you see my man Ack 50, he's got the t-shirts made up even. All right. I wonder if he's got any, like, glamorous ladies from back in the day that are there, too. Rich Ackerman. The bar has been raised. If you got a big birthday coming up, that's what you have to top. You got to get there. My man Dwayne Casey is on the grid. He's in a meeting. He's got a brand new job. So he's obviously very busy. If we can get him in time or that meeting lets out, we'll definitely put him up. Let's check some of the unfinished business today. College World Series. The College World Series is an iconic event. I wanted to get to that story. I'm not sure that holds till tomorrow. We'll see. Hey, listen, since I don't have Dwayne Casey, if you want to jump in at the last second and get on the air as a caller, you can go ahead and do that. College World Series is something I did not get to. I've been trying for the last couple of days since Tuesday to talk about Ep 41 of the Jim Rome podcast. Mike Moore came on. I'm going to get that in no matter what before the end of the week. That was such a good episode. In fact, why don't we do that right now? You know, I don't ease back into things. I hit it hard every single day while I'm here. So I was in the basement for a week, and that was not a reason for me to shelf the pod and then maybe get back to it later when I got back into my rhythm, got my sea legs. You know, I'm not like that. In fact, I couldn't wait to sit down for Ep 41 because that episode was with Mike Moore. Now, I knew Mike's story, and I knew that I had to have him on to put it on tape for the audience to hear. So that's exactly what we did on Tuesday. Mike Moore is a dude, straight up. 25 years old, but this dude has already lived through a lifetime of adversity, and his story really is something else. And it's not over, but what he's been through already is remarkable, and it started back at K-State when he was playing football for Bill Snyder. In 2015, Mike Moore, at age 22, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. A brain tumor at age 22. More often than not, that's not just going to end a football career. More often than not, that might be a death sentence. And most would think so, but not Mike Moore. Mike searches high and low. He finds a doctor that would finally tell him what he wanted to hear. That not only would he survive a procedure like that, but he could one day, once again, ball out. Alvin, how are they going to get that tumor?
So 8 out of 9 doctors said they'd have to crack my skull open, take out my pituitary gland, and I have to be on medicine for the rest of my life. And one doctor said at the NIH that he can do surgery, experimental surgery, but he can do it and without cracking my skull, where he can go through my nasal canal, break my nose, move it to the side, go through my nasal canal, and cut the tumor out piece by piece. But I had to get accepted by the hospital.
Let me ask you something. I mean, there's nothing to me more terrifying than brain surgery, except maybe experimental brain surgery. Mm-hmm. Why did you want to go that route and not the other?
Because I wanted to play ball. That's all I had. I still wanted to play ball. I knew, you know, we prayed about it, and I had a good feeling about it, and I wanted to play ball.
That's Mike Moore. That's episode 41 of the Jim Rome Podcast. I want to reset that again tomorrow. That's a really powerful interview. But as promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. He was introduced as their head coach just yesterday. He was the NBCA Coach of the Year. Led Toronto to 4 divisional titles and 5 straight playoff appearances. Led Toronto to a franchise record 59 wins this past season. Detroit's coming off a 39-43 year. We are joined by Dwayne Casey. Dwayne, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing fine, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Coach. Great to have you on. Now let me just jump right into it, because I know you had a number of options in front of you, which included the possibility of maybe sitting out for a year, unwinding, but your wife Brenda said that you were not built to sit on the side. Was there any doubt in your mind that you want to jump right back into coaching?
Well, it was a little bit, just because of my children, Jim. You know, I've got 2 young kids that, you know, as you know, being in coaching, you're away from them quite a bit, and not a lot of times in your coaching career you have the opportunity to do that. So that teased me a little bit. But then meeting with Tom Gore, who is a dynamic owner, dynamic salesman. He's a people person. He really, really is looking to get the, you know, program back on track. And Stan had done a great job. Stan Van Gundy did an excellent job of creating a foundation here in Detroit, and so it wasn't like it was a bad situation. So if I'm going to get back in coaching, there's not a better situation to be in, with players like Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson, some young kids, Stanley Johnson, Luke Kennard. So it is a very, you know, a well-stocked situation, and so, you know, that was very enticing. And then talking with Tom Gore, I put it over the edge. So it was a little bit of tinge there, but it was too many positives on this side of the fence to walk away from it.
Dwayne Casey joining us. And Dwayne, you mentioned a number of the guys that you're going to inherit. You've got Blake Griffin. You've got Andre Drummond. You've got Reggie Jackson. You made it very clear during the press conference that these are guys that we can win with right now. We're not going to wait. How quickly do you think you can get this thing turned around?
Well, again, you know, I'm not going to put a number on it, Jim, but as far as winning games, I think the number one thing we want to do is establish the way we want to play. Defensively, they were a solid defensive team. Can they get better? Yes. You know, there's a lot, you know, some things we'll do differently, hopefully, to impact the defensive end. But the biggest change we want to make is on the offensive end. You know, utilize the 3-point line more. That may look a little painful there for a little bit until we get that as part of our offensive approach. But we got to really, because they were 5th last year in 3-point shooting percentage. And they were like 16th or 17th in attempts. So we got to get those attempts up, you know, and as we did in Toronto. And it wasn't pretty early, but sooner or later it kicked in and really, really made us more an efficient offensive team, and that's what we want to do here.
And Dwayne, you talked about the meeting you had with the owner. Now, that meeting went on for about 6 hours. I'm curious, how much of that conversation for 6 hours was about scheme and approach, and then how much of that was about a shared vision and a shared passion?
You're exactly right. It was probably 60 on the common vision and common passion, and the other part of it, 40%, was on the team, because, you know, I talked about the team with Ed Stefanski and Arne Tellem before I went and met with Tom. So it was more about us being on the same page with the vision, what he expected, which, you know, he wants to win. He wants to win, you know, now, and he wanted to know how I, you know, plan to approach it. But again, it was more to get to know each other as men, with the vision that I had for the Detroit organization. And again, not only that, Jim, Tom has a huge vision for the city of Detroit, downtown Detroit. And I don't know if you know a lot about it, but the renaissance, there's a huge renaissance going on. The restructuring, revitalization of downtown Detroit is ongoing, and he wants to be a big part of that. And he wants to be involved in that, in the urban part of Detroit. And I share that vision because, you know, I want to do as much as I can for the inner cities and the city of Detroit from a social standpoint also. And that's something we talked about too.
You bet. Detroit Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey is my guest. Now, Dwayne, you mentioned Toronto. I know you're looking forward and you're not looking back. They did let you go after a 59-win season after you won the Coach of the Year award, as voted on by your peers. So what was your reaction to the decision, and do you feel like you got a fair shake?
Well, the thing about it, there's nobody that wants to be fired, Jim. There's nothing that you want to do to say, hey, please fire me, especially after the good season we had. It hurt. I was disappointed. But at the same time, you know, as a coach, that's part of the part of the territory. You got to get back on the horse and get back in the saddle and ready to go again. And I did. But again, it hurts. You never feel like it's fair. But you know, life is not fair sometimes. But we did win 59 games. We had the best record. We were number one in the East. Again, there's a lot of coaches that didn't overcome Mount LeBron James in the playoff series, but I was the one that was fired for it. But so whatever the reason, it's not important. It happened. I'm not going to look back. That's a good. I'm looking at the Toronto experience as a good experience. I mean, in fact, a great experience for where they come from to where they are now. And you know, we all have revisionist history, outlooks on things. But again, it's always going to be positive from my standpoint.
Dwayne Casey joining us. I mean, it really is positive from your standpoint. And the amazing thing about Mount James, Dwayne, is you may have, in fact, actually played a part of this, because after game two of the series, he talked about revisiting the 2011 finals when you were an assistant coach at Dallas, and how mm-hmm. your defense made him so uncomfortable that he said, quote, "You're part of the reason I am the player I am today," end quote. Is there any part of you that wants to say, hey, LeBron, thanks a lot, but maybe can you stop being the player that you are today?
No question, Jim. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, it was one of those things that, you know, again, it was at a time, it was earlier in his career before he is the player he is today. And, you know, you could do some things to try to slow him down or maybe get him to pause a little bit. You know, that's when the zone defense was really kind of in vogue, so to speak. It was new. And so we tried to utilize that more so to keep him off balance, and we did a decent job. But he's seen so many things today that you better be daggone good at whatever you do and be solid at it. And you're not going to gimmick him in or confuse him now like you could back then. But, you know, that was a thanks but no thanks moment from LeBron. But, again, he's a tremendous player. And not only do you have to stop him, he's such a willing passer and a great passer. You've got to be mentally disciplined to be able to understand where everybody is and what he's trying to accomplish on the offensive end.
He was voted as Coach of the Year by his peers, coming off a 59-win season with Toronto. That was a franchise record. And now with a new opportunity and a new challenge in Detroit, Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey, my guest. Dwayne, so good to have you on. Congrats on that new opportunity. I know you make the most of it. I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Thank you so much, Jim.
You have a great day, Coach. Great talking to you. Listen, he said it best. Nobody wants to get fired, right? We've all been fired. My man's been through a lot worse, a lot tougher things. We're talking about somebody who worked in coal mines, somebody who cut tobacco, somebody who's very, very tough, very tough. It's a great hire. He's going to be fine. I love that hire. Detroit coming off a 39-win season, and they get their guy. And I'm not surprised also that he wanted to jump right back into the fight. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, listen up. Lumber Liquidators is about to make your job a whole lot easier. That was awkward, Hawk. LL, keep moving, Hawk. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that gives you the pro exclusive deals and services. Keep walking, Hawk. For all your professional flooring needs, put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Walk out that studio. Walk out the front door. Walk down the street. Hawk, call today. Awkward. My thanks to Jalen Mills, Mike Daniels, Dwayne Casey. I'm down to 5 seconds. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. We're out.